There you go. Okay, sweetie.
You're gonna feel a pinch, and then you'll go numb.
Hi, dear.
We'll be done in just a few minutes.
Just stay calm. Take a deep breath.
I know you're nervous.
I changed my mind.
I can't do this. No.
Hello, Alan. Hi.
Cut the music up.
How are you, honey?
You do well. Have you think if you go to the gym and stop drinking booze, you'll be as smart as Albert Einstein one day? On the contrary, if you party with fake friends and drink a lot, you'll be famous on YouTube one day. Yeah, my brother's opinion is, if he wants the movie, it'd be good, he'll say it good, even if bad reviews. And if he wants it to be good, he'll say it's great, reviews is good, even when it's done on stitch, and then it's like others. He'll touch the movies that are good, but get bad reviews, and he has no interest in bad reviews. Our word of the Lord, nothing can convince him. He's really not very looking forward, right? And like a practice said so, he brainwashed himself with statistics on top of user bias. Tinkin' if he likes it, the most it's done best of for everybody. Bristra and Muggles, there's not like the musicals. And there's a few good ones in movies. Have good music, it's easy to like musicals. But the musicals are boring as fuck, you're so whack, Elsh. The trailer for Done, 96,000 is mad. Done movie looks so legit. End up is how straight out of Compton felt watching it. They had the real people who lived that story there, and like it's extremely authentic, every issue that I'm making. This dish was bacon, and done the way Lil Manuel production. It lacked all of the soul of Lin, yeah, that is true. It's a movie devoid of personality. Aside from adhering to liberals' notion of what Spanish people would be doing under the most charitable of circumstance, wow. And I can't change the word of this to my brother, or else he'd cry. I got no friends either. So damn it, done. I'm not guilty of it, my conscience is clear. M&M, it's all candy land from higher other trailers. Pirates, Caribbean, intent, every donor. A trailer and life, my own eyes are dwine it. Down true, but then stay on the bartender to have it. Duty pain blur, poor sugar doubly dough. I suppose. iPod, wait, it depends on so nerds have do all the dadish and sellish work and get physical threats and trauma at every turn for being that way. Bruh, that's the cross we bear. Ish, you don't say an astronaut shouldn't fly because someone's died. You talk about them planting our flag, their first twin. So much ish piss and jizz out of my hobnob, clearing withdrawals from Kofi Boozer. Do they ish fresh references a doy soy way. This digital, stay vigilant like vigilante, stay virile and vigil. It's Virgil delusional venerated veracity. I the great legendary King Cronus. It was set in stone. I'm all just assumed I'd be cool to drive them. No, not cool. Never. Cool idiot. Faggot Jew. I hate one. You do done this. I just unassumed a. No, enough. Silence. Don't assume it. Don't ever in brand of doing the soon.
Alex, honey. How are you?
Oh, my love. Oh, my God.
How are you, honey?
Oh, my God.
You're talking foolish. I don't know what you're saying.
Oh, my God.
And when you use that voice, it's not very complimentary.
My like Gawker
Please welcome David Foster Wallace.
Not this one.
What?
What?
Are you cursing again?
And it's Alex Zanson's disrespected.
Oh, please, Alex, don't talk like that.
I love
you.
You
talk
too
foolish. I don't like that voice when you use it. It's not a nice tone to it. You're too smart for that, poor Alex.
Paul.
You're too smart, sweetheart. Please, don't talk like a fool. You're not a fool, Alex. You're a smart boy.
Oh.
Please, Alex.
Oh.
So what did you do?
My damn fag-bearer brother came over today to cut my hair and yell at me about how I need to see a therapist. My mom said,
right from the start, you were a thief, you stole my heart, and
it rode me all night long. Just one caboose. One big fat ass moose. Like Woody Allen. You know, like the 60s bit. It should make an ass of no cursing. Ish and Zach said, I asked no one. Thinks Corona's itchill, I'm all ish. Tish, a drilly growl. I can look for Zach's, Snapchat. Discovery more filled the face of kids. They look how I really be. So send me and my dumb brother so weirdly. Just the lead was in hot as fuck bad our Squeedle done. Don't least let the young Italian turn. Long Aladdin is all the herbs and tools, toys, rich arse blades. You Guido is fuck precious. Who fucked all my up knock? And am I supposed to up my drum truck? And Trump, I'll take a tongue chuck. I don't know, Frank, Lack, Knock, Muckle, and Jock. No, Dwayne, they don't want. Oh, I'm about to end with me. And my mouth, my provide. Have you felt within a doom room beer hot? He just raised our eyes. No, that's Alpha Drones, though. You're acting I do. I swear, he's already torn. I'm not for you. Send me money. I'm just too good. You made 80k in stocks. Don't be uncomfortable. Johnny Solo is your regular price. Come on, since then you don't. We have been coming, and you're so back and drunk in the world. For yourself, not others.
Alex, you're making a joke out of it.
Just a second with my broken bed.
This grandma needs to chill.
And they'll throw everything out in the sidewalk.
Huh?
Don't Please leave your thing like that. It's so lovely. And you'll never find another one like this.
What?
Alex, you cannot scream in that apartment.
Okay.
You're making noise.
So are you.
And I won't stand for it.
They can hear you from here.
No, go to the landlord and they can get you out on those bases.
No, I'm a tailor gang, baby.
No, no, that you can, that you're screaming.
Oh, yeah. They
and
they'll
think you belong in the street.
Yeah, I do.
No, I'm not fooling, Alex. This is what they do if people don't live right. Mind your business and just don't scream. And clean your house.
Yeah.
That's not the normal that you're doing, honey.
Oh.
You'll never find a place like that again.
Uh-huh.
Why do you scream like that?
Because I'm horny. Horny and hard.
You have a what?
A hard on.
You have a what hard?
A big heart. Yeah, I'm a diehard.
Why do you have a hard look talking like that? You want to die?
Yeah.
Alex, do you want to die?
Yes, Grandma.
Are you out of your mind?
Yes, Grandma.
Alex, what is wrong with you?
A lot, Grandma.
You have to go to a doctor, honey.
Okay. Harrison just got done telling me for 2 hours how I need to go to the doctor.
Did Harrison know you went on a boat?
Yes, dear. He bought it.
Huh?
He is my boat to ride.
But he knows that you went?
Yes, dear.
Alex, please. Maybe this weekend, Mommy will come up to see you and I'll come.
Okay.
And you tell me about the boat. I don't know what you were trying to tell me.
Okay.
Okay, sweetheart?
Okay.
Any jobs out there?
No.
Honey, are there any jobs?
Oh, no.
See, that's what you should be looking for, jobs, honey.
Oh, no.
And don't talk in that sissy voice. Why do you do that? You like the way you sound?
Who doesn't?
Huh?
What?
Do you like the way your voice sounds? Did you understand me, Alex?
Yeah.
You like the way your voice sounds. It sounds terrible.
Why?
When you talk like that. This, you have a beautiful tone of voice. Don't change it. You speak marvelously. You don't have to change your voice.
Yeah.
Why do you do that, sweetheart? You clean up the kitchen and the toilet?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're telling me the truth?
No.
Oh, so what good is it, honey?
Yeah.
You're gonna have somebody come to the house again?
Yeah.
Alex, I don't know why you would. Why are you different from anybody else,
Alex?
You're such a smart boy, honey. And you could do so much, honey. Don't go for foolish things.
Okay.
Then don't scream.
My dear? My dear.
My dear?
My dear. My dear. I just was...
Who are you talking to?
My dear. I was...
London?
My dear. My brother's going to London to FaceTime with some girls. She gets fucked. My dear. In the other room on the couch. My dear.
You want to go to London?
My brother is a goddamn bitch ass pony house, totally toad, toosie tans to be, done a tonsy twain, mucka, after dance and ton, awkward man, look a brand, silly walker, but he's a good gosh darn cook, of them and after there. My dear, I was out with Crispin and Nemo, Lestera, and Pee-wee Nutsicles, Listeria. Lester.
I don't understand you, honey.
Oh.
When you see me, you gotta talk to me.
Okay.
And talk sensible, honey.
Yeah.
Okay, honey.
Okay.
I love you.
I love you.
What did you eat tonight? What?
I'm gonna heat up a slice of pizza.
Did you ever go back to that restaurant that we went to that was very cheap?
They told me and my brother not to come back.
Why?
Because I hit on the waitress.
Yeah, hit on the waiter?
Yeah, he was not pleased. He said, we don't do that sort of thing here.
What did you do?
I asked him for his cell number, so I could give him a call.
You asked him for a what, honey?
I told him if I'm hungry, let me know the fucking get up spot, bruh. Give me the lock. I want this shit down doughy rolls. Chili and Nolo, garlic, gotta go home. You know, I gotta go and I gotta go. You know.
Oh. Alex.
I love you.
Why do you start trouble?
Because I'm bored.
That can beat you up?
Oh, they have tried.
And that was such a nice place to go?
Mm-hmm. I know, darling.
It's close by to you, and it was cheap.
I know, darling.
So why did you start trouble?
Darling.
And the guy told you not to come no more.
No.
That's a shame.
It really is.
Well, you shouldn't have done what you did.
Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding, Granny.
You what, honey?
Messing around.
Did you make it up?
Yeah.
You're making it up now?
I lied.
Are you telling me?
It's not true.
Oh, how could I believe you, honey?
I don't know.
When you keep telling lies.
I love
to
lie.
A liar is a liar.
I love it.
That's not right.
I love hot Instagram bitches and lying to my grandma all day. And dogs. And toys.
Alex, is your hair
and pizza.
Growing in?
Harrison just cut it all off.
He cut it off again?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I messed it up. He said I look like a mental patient.
Oh, Alex, what did you do? Go to the barber.
He gave me a mohawk
so
Indian.
Fishy? Go to the barber.
He gave me a mohawk Indian as he yelled at me.
Why did you cut it again?
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Oh.
It shows all the bumps and all you got in your head.
I know, it's disgusting.
What's wrong with you?
I have mental issues, bro.
Oh, Alex.
Oh, man.
And he helped you do it?
He forced me to.
He forced you? Mm-hmm. I don't believe it.
That one's actually true. It was so
good.
I can't
believe he forced you.
He's so annoying. He said, I'm coming.
He's going away this week?
Yeah, he's going out to chill with some dumb, damn, horny ass bitch who said, I don't want to bluff you, but I'll monk you. You know?
You sure he's going away this weekend? I
swear my life.
I thought Mommy said she may want to come this week up there to see you.
No, he's going next weekend, I mean.
When is he leaving?
2 weeks.
Oh, in 2 weeks.
I'm sorry.
Not
yeah.
This weekend.
No.
Alex.
Why?
Why?
No.
And another voice. That's not becoming to you, honey.
Yo. Just give me a reason.
They're going to have you put out in the street.
They are.
I love the way you are.
I love the way you lie. Ay, ay, ay. That's not mine.
That's not a normal reaction.
Oh, is it not? And for who do I cry? Ay, ay, ay. Yeah, we ordered sushi last night, and he yelled at me about how my friend wanted to murder my family.
What did you have in the what kind of food?
Sushi, your favorite.
What did you buy?
Sushi, dear, it's Lester's favorite.
What?
Sushi, dear.
What gift?
Yeah.
You want the bath mat? I can save you for you.
I am a bath mat of life. I shall
what?
Be the nine and move through my heart and times and twice.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
being silly again.
Yeah.
Please, Alex, I don't like to be making a fool out of yourself.
I'm sorry.
Alex, please don't do that.
I'm sorry.
What makes you do this?
I tried to copy what Larry David was doing. I'm doing
why
everything
do
like Larry David.
Foolish?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Are you keeping yourself clean that you don't get infections on your body?
You are clean. You are clean for me.
You're always clean?
You are enough. You're not
good.
I ordered
what?
A smoochie and a tootsie tribe. Hoo hoo. Roll. Goody gang. Goody gang, goody gang, goody gang. I miss going
you're
to the mall.
You're still buying that junk?
No.
Oh, mommy said you're still sending boxes.
Yeah, I stopped.
So you're buying it. So you're buying it?
No, I stopped.
What is it?
The Sentinel. And
if you're
Monkey
it, it
Monkey
is
Man.
And you gotta pay.
The Sentinel was 500 and Monkey Man was 3. But they're collectible, I think. Correct.
Oh, Alex, I love
you. They're collectible,
you.
I hope.
You're so full of ideas and they're foolish ideas.
Goody gang, buddy bang, titty dang, titty bang.
I don't know what to tell you, Alex. I
love you too, self. Note to self. I'm a heifer and gosh damn Tinder, bigger love.
Your husband?
My husband is on the phone. Do you like David, my love? Tell me what you think when you stare deeply in David's eyes.
I'm going to the doctor tomorrow.
Oh.
I'm going to be about dinner time. Poor mommy's taking me.
Good.
And
I love your Tuesday doctors.
My ears checked.
Good. Oh, you're getting your aid, my dear.
It's going to be about, I think, 4 o'clock. So if you call me and nobody answers,
I'll call you after.
You'll leave me in
I certainly will.
Huh?
I love you so
Alex,
much.
I love you.
I love you.
Can't take your life. And you're acting foolish again.
my husband will be hearing from you.
What, honey?
My husband had something to say to that.
My husband?
Yeah.
Who is he?
David, my love. You'll be hearing from my husband soon. He's cool.
I love you, but you're talking foolish.
Yeah. It's weird to be gay now, I know. Not even that it's a sanctity to withhold anymore. How gosh, times and people change. Like fucks in the phony.
Don't make noise in the building. I'm telling you, if they dare hear your noise, they'll put you out.
And I was only into I'm sorry, dear.
Alice, darling.
What,
I'm going to hang up. Please, don't make noise.
What,
don't
dear?
Don't put you out. Furniture and all.
What, dear?
They'll throw you out of the building. They put all your... They'll have the movies put all your furniture
always
out.
Such high anxiety
your
of time.
The nice things that you got.
Oh, I love them.
Are you out of your mind? Don't sacrifice your rent there. You gotta be a good tenant. They're not gonna go for that.
What, dear?
They're not gonna go for that. The noise.
Oh, they'll
make.
Go for you. I'll sell you off to them. It'll be marvelous.
What?
I love you deeply and forever, dearly. I'll see you tomorrow at the doctor. I may need to go myself.
I don't know, Alex. Let's see what you're doing, honey. Please, you know you shouldn't be doing that. Taking drugs. It's making you worse, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Worse and worse. And then you'll die.
Yeah. Don't worry, I'm not doing that stuff.
You can't take the drugs. Yeah, I told you from the beginning, your body does not take it.
Yeah. I love you.
I love you, honey.
So much.
What good is it, honey, if you're not going to be sensible?
Because I love you forever. And I love you, make for more. And the damsy dude's on sale.
Oh, good night, Alex. I'm gonna go to bed. I believe you're, you know, what are you gonna do now?
I just woke up.
What?
Just woke up.
You just woke up?
I just woke up.
Get a job if you do that.
I work night shifts, baby.
What do you do at night? You don't go out at night.
No.
Alex, honey, I love you. I don't want to see you go to give your life away like this.
Yeah.
You're a handsome guy. Beautiful, you talk nice. If you want to talk nice, you could talk nice. You can't talk like
a fag?
Yeah, you act foolish. You're a grown young man. And you cut your hair again. God, I was hoping it would grow in fast. a barber shop. I'll pay you money for a haircut.
Yeah.
But don't get that. You shouldn't wear the hair like that. It looks terrible. Why do you like it? You look like a German and a Hitler.
I'm trying to attract guys who are into Nazi memorabilia.
I love you.
I love you.
I want you to be sensible.
Okay, let's get sensible. You've been making yourself quite indispensable.
Don't scream in your apartment. You hear me?
Yeah.
Clean out the garbage. Go put the garbage
out. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ooh, baby.
Alex, I love you.
I love you.
Good night, Alex. Please be well, honey. Don't take drugs. You'll have a brain tumor or something. Please don't do it. Please, Alex. Alex.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Okay. No problemo.
Alex.
Wow.
Don't do the things you shouldn't do. You know the things that you shouldn't do. Why do you do it?
Because I'm trying to make it. No matter what.
Try and make it, honey?
Yeah.
You can make anything go good if you want it.
Mm-hmm.
You're so smart.
I hope.
You are, honey. But you're talking foolish when you talk about the drugs.
Yeah. You're right. Right you are.
Leave so why do you do it?
Herbert Hall.
Alex, I love you.
I love you.
And if you don't get the answer tomorrow, I'm not home, honey.
I'll call you after.
What, honey?
I said I'll take a bath with Chester.
No, it's about 10 o'clock if you call. 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night.
Okay. Can I call you tonight at 10?
Between 9 and 10, I hope to be home.
I'm gonna call you to make sure you're alive.
I'm not gonna buy it yet.
I'm afraid if you die, no one will tell me you passed.
What, honey?
You know, life is just a passerby. It's easy to be phony and live all this damn truth, and I'll be devoid of such a sabre that types and ways, truths and action,
brained
in, done this, done
malt
and done lie. Yeah. I'm here. My phone died. Sad.
Hi, sorry for calling you a lot.
No, listen, I just
what?
Want to talk to you about something.
What?
And just when
what?
You called me during the week and you started telling me about this, really pretty panic stricken. You were pretty panic stricken.
Yeah,
and
well, I was really upset to hear it.
Yeah. Well, what I want to ask you is, and I heard this conversation, and I don't know where this conversation was from. Was this a recent conversation, or was this from a long time ago?
It happened the night. It happened, I guess Tuesday night, maybe. I think I called you Wednesday. I called you, like, I didn't even, I was fatigued already from coding all day, and it happened about 10 p.m., and I went to bed, and I couldn't even sleep at night. I woke up at, like, 3 a.m., and I think I called you at, like, 10.
Oh, Yeah, you. Well, you called me about 12, but I do remember.
How do you know? How do you know the hour I called you that day?
Because I just remember what I was doing then, and I remember it was in the middle of something I was doing.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, I guess it was
called me around 12.
Okay.
So my question to you is, he must have said something to you that really got you panic stricken.
Well, about my mother.
Yeah, but.
His mom's dead. He's vengeful and hateful, evil. He's the person from In Cold Blood in real life. Because that.
Listen, stop referring to TV shows. I'm just trying to understand what's going on here, because what you said on the tape was not good for Alex, and it was not good for you, because you sounded, the more I listened to it over and over, I don't like that you're telling him stuff about Joe.
Yeah, I realized that was it.
About my money and Joe's money.
Yeah, I thought that might be a problem.
I don't like any of this, and I'm telling you, Alex, you need to protect yourself in other ways too.
Yeah. And I'm so at a loss beside myself that. I was actually just thinking about how the fact I could know someone for so many years and not see any of the signs, anyone. I'm just at such an entire flaw and emotional handicap. What?
Let me finish or I'm going to hang up on you. Don't interrupt me. Just listen to me. All right?
You sound like Ryan.
Any of this going on, and if you're going to protect yourself, I'm giving you the name of some psychiatrist and psychologist, and you had better make an appointment right away and go over this incident with them right away, immediately, because if I decide to get a restraining order on Ryan for me, and Joe gets one for him, I don't want to have to get one for you also. Do you understand?
Hmm.
In the conversation, and if anyone heard that but us, they would definitely think that you were not completely innocent from it.
No, and stop that.
I am telling you, Alex, you don't understand how you sounded, and it was not good for you. Do you understand?
I'm your son.
To talk to someone, but you're also a 27-year-old adult living.
I'm not an adult.
And you don't talk that way about somebody.
What are you talking about with what I said?
When someone says to kill your mother, and then you say, "Well, then what do you do when my mother's dead?" That's not what you say to someone.
Well, I needed to get a confession.
But it doesn't sound like that, Alex.
Because I'm too smart for everyone.
No, I don't think so.
I'm able to disguise my voice so I could sound apathetic and not caring as he can. He's a total sociopath.
You were discussing it with him. What your role in this is still undetermined. I am sure you complained to Ryan about Joe last year. I am sure.
Yeah.
Why
do I have to apologize for your asshole boyfriend wanting to kill me and I have to act like I didn't tell someone?
He doesn't want to kill you.
Sure.
Sometimes people say when they're angry.
You're.
Did you
tell Joe any of this? It sounds like Joe is trying to give like you an excuse to dead. But I reasonably understand your lives have been and may like still be threatened. I understand that completely.
Yourself.
Well, yeah. I obviously. So I've been beside myself the last few days that my judgment isn't.
You need to talk to someone. Right.
Someone's not good at, that's the issue. So talking to Joseph for a year, he wasn't good enough, and I was too much smarter than him.
Forget that and move on. You need
to find a therapist good enough.
Do you want to be committed, Alex, to a mental institution for what you just said on the phone with your friend? Do you want to be? Go and see help on your own.
I don't think you're being empathetic to me.
What?
Yeah, you're accusing me of not being empathetic to you, but I think it's actually the opposite, and you're married to a sociopath, so that might be why you're thinking like one.
No, I want to tell you something.
Everyone has said you act more like a sociopath now.
That you were concerned about me from that conversation. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, because the telling you, the not being able to sleep all night and telling you a few hours later didn't give it away.
Because I think that Ryan actually said something to you, and maybe Ryan actually said that he was gonna act on this.
No, you're assuming in this scenario that there's new information that I didn't tell you, And I told you way more than you probably should have known. So I always tell way too.
You know what, frankly? I really wish I didn't know any of it.
Well, you go around say you and Joe are idiots. Oh, Ryan's such a nice guy. Even I knew he was a bad guy. I didn't know he was this bad, but you guys are. He's such a good guy. And the second he leaves, he says those people are such assholes. Your mom's boyfriend is the ugliest motherfucker. Your mom deserves so much better. Like, he'll just talk shit and target anyone.
Yeah,
his
my
device.
Mom deserves so much better, but he's very willing to put a bullet in me.
I understand why you're scared, and I'm more scared than you that I'm the one who made the judgment to have this person.
See a mental health professional.
They're not good. They suck. They would have joined the industry if they were good.
Well, then you are.
They work for Google.
You are at risk for being interviewed by a policeman, by having a restraining order against you.
I would love it if I could tell a policeman. They're the only fucking people I want to talk to, you stupid cunt. They're the only people I'll talk to. So shut up. What?
And what will you say?
I'm going to tell them how big of an asshole that there's a rabid dog on the loose trying to murder people for hire. And I have recordings to prove.
And who is that?
Ryan Milanovich. He grew up with me, and he's tormented, and he's taking it out on people who he has access and means with.
And he asked you to give him money for this?
He asked for a Bitcoin to kill my mother's boyfriend, Joe. And he inspired a conspiracy to commit murder on my mother in order to engage in receipt upon inheritance once death would be in my name as first in line heir, as he proposed this in a very cordial but casual way. It was extremely procedural and unsympathetic for any extreme prejudice against human life.
And he approached you only because you've been complaining about Joe?
He approached me because he believes I'm the only one stupid enough to do it. Because I've made a career out of making myself a fool to make people laugh, thinking that they're smarter than me. It was a way that I made friends. And people enjoyed being charismatic around me, thinking that they had someone who would listen to their
You really need to talk to a professional, Alex. This is really getting out of hand. The whole...
I did that for a year. It didn't go well.
Well, then maybe you should go to the police.
Well, I wanted to. That was why I called you 3 days ago, and you're like doing a reverse Obedo switch on me.
Well, maybe you should go to the police then, because you have first-hand knowledge of it.
Yeah. All right. Can I call? If I call them, they'll probably ask me to come in. But I wonder what social distancing, if I could do it on the phone. I don't really want to go in, but I'm happy to speak to them.
You want to call the police? That's what you want
to
do?
I wanted someone to do. You know police. I really did want it to happen. That's why I told. I wouldn't have probably told you if I didn't think there was anything you could do about it. Like, why are you reversing? You're saying the opposite to me then, and you're saying because I agreed with your opposite then. Because I agreed with your opposite notion then, that I need to see a psychologist for not wanting the thing I initially came to you asking for. Okay. Just so we're clear.
So you were ready to go to the police?
I wanted to that day. That's why I told you. And then... No, I was still angry. Like, I was looking up laws and ways to do it.
Can I tell you something also? It's more than just going to the police. I actually think you should get a restraining order against him.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
I don't think you can do it for other people. You have to do it for yourself. I think he should
be... Well, I assume that would be part of it if I went to the police or something.
Because it seems like you need to protect yourself from...
No, I need to protect myself from my awful judgment, but that's done with him. I want to kill him. I I can't tell a police officer that, but like I feel like I would just attack him if I saw it. Just bash on his face. I wouldn't care how big he is or if he hits me. I would almost die fighting him. I'm so upset and beside myself. I'm upset at myself more than I am at him, and I want.
No, I understand that, but I think you should do this then.
What? Go to the police?
I don't. Okay, Tim.
Does it cost money with a lawyer?
I have no idea. I don't know.
When you. Oh, you're looking. Well, let me know.
I have no idea how to do it. I don't know.
You seem to know a thing or two.
Where does he live?
On the border of Nassau, I think by Long Beach, I think. He's so cryptic at things, he would never disclose, like, anything personal. He just wants every single bit from me, because you're right, like, I need judgment less. If you could find a way to build common sense, therapists can't really help with that. Therapists help with more emotional, not with, like...
Yeah, but this is, like, an acute situation, and I think you need to talk to somebody right away about it and discuss it with them. But do you think the restraining order thing is because you're afraid? Are you afraid of him?
I'm not afraid now that I blocked him, and I'm just so angry. I'm afraid of what would happen if I saw him on the street, as in me wanting to kill him. Like, just... us fighting each other, but like, I'm not afraid if he showed up to my building. You call the police on that shit.
Mm-hmm. Because you think he may show up at your building?
It's definitely possible the state he was in, the way he was talking, that like, in the next year or two, I don't think like after like a couple years he would go look, or you know, like, even if like, let's say, because I love this building. And yeah, it sucks he knows where I live now here. Like, if in like three, I don't think he would show up in like 5 years looking to like talk or something. He's a dead animal. If he showed up in like a few years, I would just pretend I'm not home. And if he doesn't go away, if he's still outside the door in 5 minutes, then you call the building and you see if they could escort him. And if that doesn't work, you call the police.
Now, let me ask you another thing. Since you block him, do you know how many times he calls you?
I blocked him on the phone, and then he reached out to me on Facebook once, and then I blocked him on that, so I can't see anything now.
Mm-hmm. And do you know if he's repeatedly calling you?
No, I don't know.
You can't tell?
I have no idea what he's doing.
Discuss this thing about the Bitcoin for Joe. When did it come in with my name?
The Bitcoin Joe was an afterthought at the end of the morbid way he spoke about my lovely family and you.
Did he say he was going to hurt Harrison too?
He didn't say anything about Harrison. As insane and schizophrenic as it is, it sounded like he... in his sick mind, that he was only doing this to help me, and that he think, because it's, he doesn't have a mom, he thinks that people don't, like, care about their moms in some sick world, that people would rather have money than have, because, like, you know, me and you didn't have the best relationship last year, and, like, me and him haven't talked this much this year, so he literally doesn't know anything about, like, who I have grown into.
But you see, leaned on him in a weak time for you.
Always. It was, and so bad. It's a parasitic, worse than toxic, worse than evil, worse than killer. Someone who goes for their friend's family is not only the worst type of morsel of a being, it's an unspeakable.
It to you that he hurt that other boy's family, Jiro's parents?
Yeah, so, no. He never admitted anything about that, but that kid's parents died, and, like, under dubious circumstances, that it's almost like I would hear, like, a different illness. Like, it was, like, either cancer or, like, liver or heart disease. So, like, it would just, And the kid's parents died, and Ryan was living with him for like 2 years. Like, the same thing that he asked to do with me. Until Jiro kicked him out for heroin. You know? And I'm sure you think there's so much not right with me that, like, I could be lured down this. And yeah, clearly maybe, but I was diagnosed by my last therapist with intense PTSD. And I started doing much better, actually, last year when I started to understand my past and where I'm going. And all of that time that I was doing better was... And it seemed like Ryan Sickly was doing better, even not talking to me, and especially not doing drugs. But clearly that's not the thing. I think talk is so cheap now. Joseph did actually help me a lot, but there was only a plateau. There was nothing literally else to get to, and I don't have anything to say to a therapist anymore. I have so much just philosophy and emotion to just...
You need to be enrolled with somebody, though. There's a
I have so much to address, but there's no one...
You have to be, even if it's not on a regular
basis. There's so much to address.
I
tried to do it not on a regular basis, and none of the therapists wanted to just see me like once in a while. None of them said
they... Well, don't say that. Say you'll see.
No, they schedule it every week. It's no, like, the therapists don't discuss anything. I'll tell you exactly. Like, you sound like it's a... It would be, I say this thing with Ryan, and then they would say, "That's horrible, Alex. Unspeakable." And then they say, "Let's not focus on Ryan. Let's focus on you." And then it would be the same exact thing with Joe. They'll stop asking to hear about Ryan after I say, like, the initial thing and how horrible it was. It's just going to end up about, like, when I'm crying, what, like, stressed me out this week. Like, if I try to, like, study for longer and I was...
Don't project what it's going to be. It's different with every single person.
It's not, though.
Yes, there is.
I'm smarter than them. It's not.
Because to protect
it's just something
yourself,
Freud invented. It's not, like, it's
yourself,
not, like... What?
To protect yourself, you're going to have to be enrolled in something.
What do you... Why?
Because you should.
Why?
You have to be. Because there
Find me something that's not therapy to protect my... I'll enroll in some non-therapy thing, like...
No, it has to be a therapy.
No! It doesn't...
Well, I'm not going to be able to see you unless you do it. I'm not going to be able to see you, Alex, unless you do it. I need to know that you're talking to somebody.
Yeah, you're gaslighting too, actually. And, like, that's why you're totally
gaslighting.
Yeah, you are.
This is not a normal situation. And
yeah.
You better...
No, that's why I wanted to go to the police. And I thought you were the one not acting normal until you... Well, it's actually... Like, if I saw that on paper, I wouldn't have even... I would have said, that's a really stupid fucking thing. But, like, I heard the recording. And I sounded away. And Steven Tricoris heard it. And he didn't make a big deal of it. He kind of snuffed, like, oh, it sounds like a normal conversation, like, that we were just saying it so casually. But, like, he wasn't so concerned, so I'm like, that kid's a fucking serial killer, too. But the way I sounded is obviously weird, but the way he sounded and his thought process, it sounded like something he was thinking about for a while. So I'm going back in my head, he must have been thinking about this for years about me. He has to have been planning this for years, because... The plan was entirely calculated. He knew everything he was going to say, rehearsed and unflawed. That's a plan that you build up for a very long time.
You were feeding him and telling him all those nights.
I wasn't, though. I wasn't talking to him this year. And the only time I had a problem with Joe was in the past year when I wasn't even talking to Ryan. So it's not even true. Like, you heard, like, yeah, you heard the one time I fed it in this thing. But, like, I don't talk. That's the point, though. I don't talk to Ryan. Which is why I told, like, it's not feeding it. I said it even after he said the thing. And I said it because I was building into his case more. Like, that's what every criminal says. I sided with them so that I could catch them myself. That's what a criminal says. And it's actually true in my case. Like,
I don't know what to believe.
Yeah.
You're going to have to see a therapist before.
I don't think you have a grasp on it, and you're panicking.
I told you what I would do. I think you should discuss this with a therapist even before you go to the police. I think you should go discuss it with a therapist right away, and that's what I'm saying to you. And then I'll speak to you after you tell me that you've made the appointment. All right, I have to go to work now. Goodbye. I love you.
Oh. What's up? Bro.
I'm at the gym. I don't have reception. I'll call you later.
It's an emergency.
What?
Police are after you. I need you to listen to me clearly. Mrs. Oaken was thinking I was a fuck up, so I fucked up and showed her the recording of you saying you wanted to kill her. And she's talking to her boyfriend's son, who is a cop. Her boyfriend's son-in-law. Just call her until she picks up. Don't really text. Just speak to her. If she,
I'm not calling your mom.
She's going to call the cops. It's really bad. You just need to let her know you said it, that you were missing your mom and you weren't thinking right and you're not going to harm her family. That's
what the fuck are you talking about?
Okay. She heard a
I'm
recording.
Calling your mom.
She heard a recording of you saying you're gonna, you would kill her for inheritance or something.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm not calling you, Mom. I'm at the gym. I'll talk to you later.
Oh my god. Yeah.
You don't want me to talk to your mom.
Why?
I'm gonna say that straight up.
Why?
I will blow up your whole fucking spot.
What's my spot? Hello? Hello? Phone's glitching. It's actually strange. I'm only doing it because my brother is coming in like insane amounts right now, coming in hot. I don't know if it's because he's blocked or... He's just like, handle it. He texted me.